At Yud-Zayin sees David complaining to Nosan that he's living in a house of wood, cedars, erez, whatever, while the house of Hashem is in curtains, and obviously he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. Nosan originally says, great idea, go build it. However, that night, Hashem tells Nosan, no, you can't build it because David has blood on his hands. In other words, you have to have someone who's more peaceful. Not that David was angry, but he had killed people, and the Beis HaMikdash is a place of peace, it's harmony. And therefore, he's not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but one of his sons, his descendants, would be the one to do it. Hashem promises David that he'll be with his descendants forever. Nosan delivers this message, and David takes it. And it's, to take criticism is a level, and he does. And he praises Hashem. He thanks him for taking out Egypt. In other words, he doesn't say, oh, I can't believe it. he thanks Hashem for all the chasadim so far, and he promises to be loyal, establish his kingship forever.